Josh Duffy, you're 7 years old?
Yeah.
What school do you go to?
Okay, West Primary School.
Fantastic. And you're his mum?
I am, yes. I'm Charlene Duffy.
Your mum tells me that you're into like drawing and all that kind of thing. Tell me about how you enjoy it, what you do, and how you got into this competition in the first place.
She asked me if I wanted to do it, then I just wanted to do it because I like drawing.
How did you feel when you won the competition?
Proud.
Were you surprised as well?
Yeah.
Yeah. That must be a really nice surprise for you.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well done. Congratulations. And you must be proud as well.
Oh, absolutely. It's such an amazing opportunity for him to take part in and for him to win. We're absolutely delighted and really, really proud of him. It's such a historic event that he can talk about. He's going to go back to school tomorrow and share it with his teacher and his friends. Everyone's really, really proud of him.
I'm Will Erith. I'm the chief exec for the marine sector in Babcock. 6 months ago when we cut steel, and it was a very different event. It was a big event. But when I think about the number of the workforce that we were able to have there, it was much less. We were social distancing and everyone was wearing masks at the time. And in the space of 6 months, it does feel like things have changed a lot. The events in Ukraine and Europe have changed things massively. So the importance of defence, and as a reminder of the importance of what we do, the critical nature of what we do, and for the whole workforce, our purpose, pretty clear when you see events like that.
Do you see this project as a springboard for more projects like this in the next 10, 20, 30 years?
Yeah, I mean, Type 31, it's a core part of the National Shipbuilding Strategy. We made a big investment on this site on the back of this programme, but absolutely, yeah, we're investing in digital capability, we're investing in our workforce with a view to a long-term, sustainable shipbuilding pipeline.
Sean Donaldson, I'm the Managing Director of Marine Engineering Systems for Babcock International.
How did you find this morning's ceremony?
I thought it was terrific. I thought the enthusiasm of the workforce, this is really a vote of thanks to them, where we've got to today, where we need to go in the future. So finishing the first ship, we'll be starting the second ship later this year. So they're all big key events for the workforce so they can see real progress.
And key as well for Fife, because although this is a big UK project, Fife's impact in this is very, very strong. I mean, it's a big thing for the kingdom.
It is important. It's important for the company. It's important for a key part of the project was our commitment about employment. So we committed at the time to take on 80 apprentices. This year we'll meet that number, so we will be exceeding it. We'll be taking on more apprentices next year. A separate programme we're working with Fife College and Fife Council, and that's a programme called Production Support Operatives, and that gives people a different way into the working environment. So we recruited 40 people roughly in the last few months. The first of those people are now on site, and they come mostly from Central Fife.
Dan Bishop, I'm Director Ships Acquisition with the Defence Equipment and Support Organisation, which is an agency of the Ministry of Defence. The first ship goes into the water in 2023, then there'll be a period of acceptance. There'll be some trials, there'll be some fitting out, and then the ship will be available. But the important thing to recognise is that all 5 ships will be delivered by 2028. And that's a timescale that's unprecedented in shipbuilding globally. So we're really pushing the envelope and very ambitious for what this ship can achieve, but also what this production can achieve.
And what will this give the UK's defence capability?
The importance of Type 31 is that it provides a constabulary capability in terms of a general purpose frigate, which ameliorates the need for as many high-end warships, which allows us to focus on very specialised ships and applying them where they really need to be. These ships provide the Navy with mass and with capability and with reach and allow us to support our allies, provide a visible presence around the world and address those forces that are using the high seas inappropriately or unlawfully in a manner that we haven't had for a long time.